Melissa Hathaway is a direct off from the Office of Director of National Intelligence. She has been the Cyber Directive Coordinator through ODNI, and she's expected to be named over to the National Security Council as a senior director in NSC and head of the Office of Cybersecurity inside the White House. So Melissa is going on what we expect to be a 60-day detail to review all the efforts that the federal government's been doing over the last 8 years, basically, around cybersecurity. Now, she is, you
sort of a top-to-bottom assessment.
Exactly. Offense, defense, what's happened in .gov domains, what happened in critical infrastructure domains, what everything that from DHS to DOD to ODNI to OMB, all the acronyms put thrown out there for you, but what everyone's been working on, you know, over the last 8 years.
Right. And there are some people who are not all too happy about this, right?
Well, I think they're happy about Melissa. I've heard only good things about Melissa Hathaway, the person, the intelligent person who understands cybersecurity, who can do the job. So that she is not the issue. The issue I think that people are more concerned about,
the organizational stuff,
is the way it's being set up. Once again, we have the same thing that we had under the Bush administration, which did an adequate job, which was a special director in the National Security Council. But remember, the National Security Council is made up of a lot of different directors.
Right.
So everyone's competing together. This is not what some people believe is at a high enough level in the White House, not a special assistant to the president, not a deputy special assistant to the president, but just, again, another NSC director. And yes, she'll review it for 60 days and then something else could come. But as I talked to Jim Lewis over at the CSIS, the Center for Strategic and International Studies, and he was the project director of the Cybersecurity Commission for the 44th Presidency, one of the things he put out is, Jason, you've got to remember, a dirty bomb is bad. We know that. But it's never happened in the U.S. Cyber attack, you want to look at when the last cyber attack happened? Go check your computer. Go look at CENTCOM and DOD. They just got hacked last week. SRA, I think it was SRA that lost data.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a hacking.
Data losses all the time.
But this is just an example of why cybersecurity needs to rise to a higher level than if you forgive me, just a National Security Council director.
I see. So what would they have liked to see then?
Well, obviously, there's still plenty of hope around Melissa Hathaway's impending nomination. But I think many of experts would like to see the Obama administration take a stronger stand. And again, be in that special assistant to the president, deputy special assistant level, raise it to the point where it's she has the authority, the responsibility, the oversight, the, if you will, ear of the president, or at least the chief of staff. I mean, really say, hey, this is a problem. We got to solve it, and we can't, you know, spend time thinking about how we're going to solve it, but actually solving it. And
could she be transmogrified into a cybersecurity czar? Well, if we can say czar every 20 seconds, I can say transmogrified.
Well, interestingly enough, yes, she could be transmogrified, but Jim Lewis was telling me, you know, a czar is not the answer. We got enough czars. That I made the same mistake of asking him that question. Hey, what about a czar? But they do need someone at a high enough level that can oversee all facets of cybersecurity,
both
offense, defense, intelligence, DOD, civilian, and critical infrastructure. Because, again, you know, critical infrastructure is still 90% of all critical infrastructure owned by the private sector. If your water goes down, your electricity goes down, government, there's only so much the government can do. So it's really that private sector. So I think that they think the belief is that she could take that step to become that high-level position.
Yeah,
but
I got it.
There's not only stuff going on at the one end of Pennsylvania Avenue, there's also new oversight coming from Congress, right?
Right. In fact, I spoke with Congressman Jim Langevin today and about his the person who's replacing him on the Homeland Security Cybersecurity Subcommittee. It's Emerging Threats, Cybersecurity, Science, and Technology. And that's Congresswoman Yvette Clark. Congresswoman Clark has been on the Homeland Security Committee for the last few years, and Congressman Langevin was very complimentary of her and what she knows. And it's important to also understand that the subcommittee staff remains there. So all these people that's been working on these critical issues still are, you know, a part of this subcommittee. So she'll have some good staff behind her. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Congresswoman Congresswoman Clark and how she runs the committee and how it relates back to what Melissa Hathaway is doing at the White House. Congressman Langevin is already. He runs the cyber caucus in Congress.
Okay.
Him and Congressman Mike McCaul, and he's already sent an email note to Melissa Hathaway asking for a meeting to catch up. Congratulations. So there's some stuff that's kind of moving. He's trying to get the communication, open to understand what's going on.
And is the buzz generally that they think she's going to be eventually the cyber person in the White House, or do they think that this is just a temporary appointment?
It's hard to say. I've been
told. I know
told,
it's all speculation at this point because no one knows.
Right. I've been told that Admiral Blair, the DNI, was not happy to let her go. And he agreed to a 60-day trial. So, it's hard to say no when the president says, I want you. Right. But after 60 days, she may end up going back. So other names being out there, Rod Beckstrom, former DHS guy. Mm-hmm.